Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nuremberg is here, too. Andrea is one of our favorite people in the world. She is a more than 10-year, almost 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the world's experts on networking. She's written all the books on the topic, including Million Dollar Networking, including Savvy Networking, including Nonstop Networking. You're starting to get the picture, right? She is our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. One of the things that I'm excited about your work these days, Andrea, is the different groups of professionals that you're getting in front of.
Yes.
Helping them learn how to put their best foot forward in the marketplace. They really need that help, and I'm glad you're helping them with it.
Thank you. Yes, it's very diversified, which is always great, isn't it? Because everyone has the same challenges, needs, and opportunities. If see it only from their vantage point, when they hear that, you know what, everyone's facing these things, like light bulbs go on.
Right.
I'm sure you witnessed that too.
Absolutely, no question about it. So I told the audience that you're going to help us put our best foot forward when you got here. what are some of your ideas?
Exactly, and that's such a good point because, you know, people, I was just doing a class the other day on presentation skills, and people say, well, I don't like to publicly speak, and I say every time you open your mouth, you're publicly speaking.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize it, though, because even if you're talking to one person, even people that you know, no matter what, people are judging, evaluating, and we're being influenced.
When you wait on customers, if you're in business, you're giving speeches every day. You're giving a little keynotes to every customer, aren't you?
Every single day, and it's about preparation. It's about being in the moment. It's about rehearsing, or what I call rehearing your presentation.
Rehearing, I like that.
Isn't that because you rehear it? People often say, "Well, I've got to give a presentation. I'm freaking out," and I say, "You know what? Think about the fact that every day you're doing this, but there's some guidelines when you do give a presentation, as you and I know all the time. It's like, what's your point? Who's your audience? I think that's the key also. I always say take an audience analysis if you're giving something formal, if you're having a meeting today, if you're going to do a presentation, if someone's going to go and pitch a new piece of business, whatever it is, or if you're giving a presentation even to your staff or to people just in your local community, who are they? What's in it for them? You know, the WIIFM
mm-hmm.
station, as you know, the other Whiffle. Radio station people aren't listening to, Jim, when they're not listening
That's
to
right.
your station, as you know. How much they need to know about the subject, because as I always say, sometimes people tell too much. They go back in, like, historian times. You don't have to tell everything. What do they know already about the topic, and what questions will they ask? And one of the things that comes up very often is I say, we know they're going to ask certain questions, and you're prepared on them. But what about the squirmer questions, the ones that you dread and you want them to avoid, but yet they're going to ask, so why not be prepared?
Well, one of the things that I'd like to dwell on for a second is making it about them.
Yes.
If you can find a way, if you're waiting on a customer, whenever I'm talking to a customer, one of the first things I try to do is make a connection between what I have to say and maybe what I'm trying to sell, and something about them specifically.
Absolutely.
If I'm giving a keynote, I try to make sure that something about the keynote that's very similar to the one I gave to another group, a day ago or a month ago, but I try to make sure that the keynote has some kind of an adjustment, an adaptation that sounds like what they're dealing with, what they're up against. And you don't have to completely rewrite the whole thing. You don't have to completely do your sales presentation. Just find a way to weave their lives into your what you're saying a little bit. It's amazing how powerful that is, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you just said it. It's like very often we have one template, if you will. It's one thing we want to get across, our idea, but it's how you position it. And it sounds different according to who the audience is. And like you said, making that connection.
Let me give you an example of the opposite of that. There's a internationally recognized big time speaking book writing celebrity that I was in an event and at a bunch of chambers. Mm-hmm. And they paid this guy a lot of money, unbelievably big amount of money, to come speak to this group of chamber executives. Mm-hmm. He talked, he didn't even change. When he talked about corporations, he talked about this and that. He never made any reference to the fact that they were chambers, didn't adjust his words in any way, fashion, or form. And they were looking around like, does he not know who he's talking to?
Exactly.
He was, and they paid him all that money, and he couldn't even make a little adjustment.
I know, that's what's scary, because, and that unfortunately sometimes can give a bad name to the people who do go out and really customize and know mm-hmm. who they're speaking to, because you get somebody like that who just goes out and does it on automatic.
Well, and there's another thing I'd like to talk about, Andrea, along the lines of what you're saying, and this is what's going on right now in the age of the customer, and that is, try to find out as early as you can, even if you have to ask somebody, if you are making a presentation, if you're talking to a customer, try to find out as early as you can what they know about whatever it is that you're going to talk
about.
Exactly. And if you're going to give a speech like you do all the time, and I do, I try to talk to whoever I'm working with. I say, okay, tell me what's keeping these people up at night. I know you do the same thing. Yeah. So you can find out a little bit about what's going on with them.
Absolutely, do your pre-work. Make sure you're speaking to them, because, again, like you said, you can say the exact same thing that you know will resonate with them, but if you're not speaking to them specifically in their word and their language and their interest, it goes right over.
The last thing I want to do is to annoy or bore or waste the time of whoever I'm talking to, whether it be an whether it be a customer or a group of people. And that's the way I think we should be in our businesses. You know, when you're waiting on a customer, you never want to be behind them. You always want to lead them a little bit.
Absolutely, which is very important. And as you know, when you're giving any kind of a presentation, a pitch, anything like that, people listen two times in the presentation specifically. You know those two times? Beginning, mm-hmm. but you've got to grab them, you've got to hook them in. You have to say something that's going to say, wow, I should listen to this person. And at the ending, when you summarize it.
Yeah.
And very often, it's so funny, but people forget that.
Yep. Andrea, I need your website, please.
Nierenberggroup.com. Nierenberg, the word group.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. You can find her books, all the things that she does, how you can get smarter when you hang out with Andrea. All that's right there at Nierenberggroup.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.